Want to know where you can find great deals on clothing, furniture, home decor, household goods, toys, and more? It's the Salvation Army Thrift Store. Whether you're helping out by donating to the thrift store or by shopping, you're making a real difference in the lives of our neighbors. Stop by the Salvation Army Thrift Store on Highway 201 North in Mountain Home today to find great deals on all of the essentials. That's the Salvation Army Thrift Store, located on Highway 201 North in Mountain Home.
Welcome back to Bomber Stadium. Bombers have the lead here at the start of the second quarter, 14-7. One on the ground running and one in the air, Brad. It's been a pretty good game of offense so far.
Yeah, it was awesome after a quick change of events there after the turnover on the couple turnovers by both teams. Both teams were able to score off the turnovers, and we're going to start our second quarter. Today's second quarter brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank.
That's right. Farmers and Merchants Bank. They've got a huge coffee talk, Brad, coming up this coming Friday. It's going to be – I'm not even going to say it yet what week it is, but it's going to be a huge week in Mountain Home. And that Friday at Farmers and Merchant Bank at 8 a.m., you'll want to be there. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. We're going to be there as Mountain Home takes this snap here, second down and 8 at the 28-yard line. Phillips is going to fake the handoff. He's looking for it all. He's got a man down the middle. The ball's up to Dotson. The ball's up in the air and incomplete at the goal line. Phillips saw what he liked. I don't mind the throw. He had Dotson streaking, just unable to come down with it. Going to bring third down and 8.
Showing off that big arm once again, not afraid to take a strike.
Don't forget us up. Keep hitting us up on the Classic Hits 1017 text line, 870-321-6839. We're seeing all kinds of texts coming through. Yeah, Coach Leonard said, don't forget about golf.
Oh,
his boys' golf team is dominating right now.
Man, are they ever.
They are playing really, really well. His girls are doing well, too. They got a chance to win it all this year. Phillips taking a snap. He's looking right. It's going to set up a screen, but the screen's going to be back down, but Brantley's going to pick it up. Not a great play by Brantley. He threw the pass. It got batted in the air. He completed it with himself.
Caught his own pass and scrambled. Looks like it's going to be a 10-yard loss or so.
It's going to be a 10-yard loss.
Yeah. Those watching on YouTube, we apologize. We do see a little bit of a glitch, and we are working through that. We appreciate your patience. Bombers back to punt. Takes the punt, a little swift kick over to the right-hand side. That's going to roll.
Yeah.
It's rolling. Continue to roll past the 5. Going to roll down right at the 5-yard line. Bombers with great field position.
Really good job there by our junior Tate Cudworth. That ball looked like it could have hit Tate. And instead of hitting Tate, he got out of the way and let that ball bounce on down inside the – down inside the 5-yard line, and great, great smart play by the coach's kid, Tate Cudworth.
Farmers and Merchants Bank, our second quarter sponsor. Their mission is to promote success and improve the well-being of their employees and customers by treating them with dignity, respect, and compassion, just like the Bomber football team.
West Plains going to start this drive deep in their own territory, down into the 5-yard line, trailing 14-7 with 11:03 left here in this second quarter. Jones going to be under center. Going to take the snap, fake the handoff. He's looking. He's trying to throw deep. He's got a man streaking. Barrett Miller running step for step. Great defense there by Barrett Miller as the ball is going to be incomplete from West Plains. Going to bring up second down and 10 at the 5-yard line.
What a great job, Barrett, just staying step for step with him there. That could have got ugly fast. I don't know how he has any gas in the tank. This guy plays both ways, and he just doesn't seem to run out of juice.
Second down and 10, 10:56 left here in this second quarter, 14-7. West Plains with the ball down at the 5-yard line deep into their own territory, backs against the goal line. Snap, Jones is going to be looking right. He's going to try to find a man. The ball is going to be hit. Great job again. Barrett Miller right there as the ball is trying to be thrown from Jones down to 13. Jacob Moore. Ball is going to be overthrown. Going to bring up third down and 10. Huge third down here for your Bombers. Hoping to get good field possession here to start to begin this second quarter.
If you're a defense, you're licking your chops here, Brad, with an opportunity to knock this guy. You know they're going to take a shot. It's going to be a pass. And if I'm a defensive lineman here, I'm pinning my ears back.
Yep, 10:51 here in this Farmers and Merchants first, second quarter. Third down and 10. Mountain Home. Get to the quarterback. They throw the ball. He gets it out. He's going to be caught, catch the ball. It's going to be right at the sticks. Let's see. Are they going to give him the first down? Looks like they are going to be first down, 10-yard gain on 3rd and 10 out to the 15. Mountain Home was hitting Jones right as he was throwing it. Great job there by the quarterback.
Yeah, good job getting that ball out and knowing where the sticks were. Defense with another opportunity here, though, Brad, to really make something happen.
Still with a good chance to get good. Still with a good chance to get good field position. Need a big stop here by the defense. See if we can get a loss of yardage here on this first play. Jones going to be under center. He's going to turn around. He's going to hand it off this time in Mountain Home. He's going to carry, but great job there by the running back. Mountain Home trying to rip that ball out. West Plains running back going to get 3 yards out to the 19. They're going to say the 18-yard line is where he's finally going to get. That's going to be between the 18 and 19-yard line.
Just big on big up front right there.
Big on big.
Bombers flying around tonight on defense, Brad. We knew this would be one of the focal points of the team this year. And pretty impressed with what we've seen so far.
Second down and 6 at the 19-yard line. Is Jones going to be under center? Send a man in motion. It's going to be a toss sweep out to the left. Mountain Home is right there. But, man, West Plains did a good job swirling through that. Great job by the running back there, number 24, Jackson Taylor. Looked like he was going to be a lost play, but he's able to pick up enough ground for a first down out to the 26, maybe 27-yard line. West Plains putting things together here.
Jackson Taylor, a 5'9", 161-pound junior. There's just not a whole lot there to tackle. Brad, he's shifty and small. You got to really square up on that guy.
First down and 10 here, 9:16 left in the Farmers and Merchants second quarter as West Plains is going to take this snap at the 27-yard line. Jones is going to move his tailback to his left side. He's got trips on his left, single on his right. It's going to be an option play, and Mountain Home sniffs that out. Mountain Home did a good job there. Dunlap kind of puts his hands on his head because he had it for a loss. Mountain Home's getting good initial contact that could have had some lost yardage plays. However, when he does that, we're not wrapping up.
Also, Dale also wanted to remind us that baseball, softball, and girls basketball are all academic state champions. That's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, girls basketball finished with a 4.2 GPA.
That's amazing.
As much as we have to travel, they're good ball players, they're good girls, and they're smart. It's pretty awesome to be around that basketball, boys and girls basketball programs. They're doing things right here. West Plains on the second 11, going to take a snap. Jones is looking for a deep play. Ball's going to be thrown up and intercepted. The ball is intercepted. The West Plains wide receiver falls down as all the coaches are throwing their hands up. He kind of got tangled up, but Talon Palmer comes away with the ball. Mountain Home with their second turnover of the game on defense, going to take over at the 44-yard line.
I glanced down for a second, Brad. I look up, and the ball was in the air. There was nobody there. Guy just fell down, didn't he?
He did fall down. They look like they've got their feet tangled. I think West Plains coaches are mad. They're talking to the refs up there. I didn't see any contact. I just looked up and saw the West Plains man on the ground. Mountain Home was able to come away with it. Good job by Palmer. Mountain Home takes over. First down and 10 at the 44. Let's see if we go back to this run game. Brantley's going to fake the handoff to Chenoweth. He's going to keep the ball around the side. Across the 50, he's going to slide down to the 49-yard line. A pickup of 7 on the first play. Good job running by Brantley.
Yeah. Number 72, Lucas Boxstaller.
Boxstaller.
He was wearing his guy out over there.
Bob doing some work down there. Man. I like it. He's got fans in Florida. He's showing out for him.
I used to love Brad when offensive lineman. I mean, literally, you block your guy so good, you pancake him, and then you just sit there and hold him on the ground. You don't let him get up until the play's over.
I tell you, I do some mentoring. Box in my mentor program. He's a good kid, man. I really like Bob. He's a good kid. That's what they call him, Box. They call him Bob. Yeah.
Love it.
They all have nicknames. Of course, you can't call everybody names. So
we might be giving out some nicknames.
That's right. Phillips, after the 7-yard run, Mountain Home going to take the snap inside of West Plains territory at 49. It is going to be a handoff inside. Chenoweth going to stay patient, but there is a flag thrown. They're going to call holding as Chenoweth is going to run that ball into the 32-yard line, but that flag is thrown back here in the area of holding. Looks like this one's going to come back. That is a spot foul, so it's going to be a 10 yards from the spot. The flag is thrown right at the first down marker. They're going to move Mountain Home back to the 44, where they're going to be second and 10. They did have about a 25-yard gain, but that was all for naught after the holding call.
Brad, you know you can bank 7-7 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday with Farmers and Merchants Live ATM, ITM tellers. That's a great way to bank early in the morning before work or in the evening. Talk about convenience for the customers.
So, hey, I got a question. That's Farmers and Merchants, a great bank. Starts down in Stuttgart, actually. Good ties down there. And
but
they marked us off back. And this is going to be second down and 14. They marked about a 13-yard penalty. Ball's going to be thrown up. It is a jump ball, and it looks like it is going to be intercepted. Brantley Phillips tried to go jump ball to Talon Palmer down to the 30-yard line. West Plains wins the jump ball. They are going to take over after Mountain Home's offense turns the ball over for the second time tonight.
Unfortunately, he just went up there and took it away from him, Brad.
He did. He did. Not a great – it was a one-on-one ball. We saw a lot of those go the Bombers' way last week or last year when you had Cade and you had Jet going after those. Phillips the Palmer didn't go our way this time. So West Plains is going to take over now at the 30-yard line. 7:43 left in this Farmers and Merchants second quarter. West Plains first down and 10 as Jones is going to be under center. Jones is going to take the snap. It's going to be a hand around off the left side to number three. He's going to dive forward. Mountain Home did a good job in pursuit right there. Good job by Caden Del Soto coming around the backside. Jacob Chenoweth coming up. 2-yard gain, going to bring up second and 8 to 32.
Pursuit's definitely been one of the highlights tonight, Brad. They definitely have done a good job. You know, you've said a couple times, half the teams are wrapped up on a tackle, so they definitely did a good job of everybody flying the football tonight.
Box mom texted us, hey, he's showing out for his mama. That's what she said.
Right.
There we go.
Hey,
love to hear it.
Them offensive linemen love their mamas.
That's right. Second down and 8, West Plains. Jones is going to be in the shotgun. He's going to fake a handoff. He's going to throw the ball. Mountain Home, great defensive play by Talon Palmer. What an excellent play by Talon Palmer, your senior. The ball went up. Talon came in and hit the receiver low at his knees, kind of flipped him over. He was unable to bring the ball down. Good job. Going to bring up third down and 8.
I think Talon was still a little upset from losing that jump ball earlier. He made that guy pay.
Love hearing it. Got 7-9-3-0. Have a seizure watching this stream. This is Alyssa Edwards. Alyssa, thanks. We're about to have a seizure calling this stream here. Love hearing from you. One of our fellow teachers here in the Mountain Home School District. The depth and physicality of Mountain Home is beginning to show. I agree with that. We're starting to see the physical strength of Mountain Home. It's awesome to see. Third down and 8 at the 32 West Plains. Mountain Home has had them in third and long quite a bit tonight, Tobias.
Yes, they have.
West Plains going to take the snap, 3rd and 8. He's looking right the whole way. Mountain Home's got him blown up. Setzer get to him. Setzer brings him down with a huge sack. Mountain Home D-line finally getting there. Blake Vacco and Setzer able to. Aiden Setzer comes in, brings Jones down for a loss of about 9 to 10 yards. Back to the 24-yard line, excuse me. Going to bring a 4th down and forever as West Plains brings out their punt team.
Jones is just scrambling there. No one to throw to. Great job by our corners, just locking down.
This is officially going to be 4th down and 16 with 6 minutes left here in this Farmers and Merchants second quarter, and the punt is going to be a low line drive. Good one. Dotson telling everybody, get away from it. Get away from it. They're wisely going to let it bound. Great kick by Jones as it tumbles inside the 20, down to the 19, down to the 18. That's where the ball will be stopped, and Mountain Home will start this possession at the 18-yard line as West Plains is able to flip the field here. 5:41 left, Mountain Home leading 14-7 in this Farmers and Merchants second quarter.
Farmers and Merchants experienced commercial lending team is ready to make a game plan to help you purchase or grow your business.
Got a text from a buddy, Matt. He said, glad to see you in midseason form. Hey,
oh, wow.
We come out the gate hot. We had a tough pregame. I did some off-season workouts with my voice and my excitement level. I made sure I caffeinated, held off of caffeine for a month straight. Took it today, and now we're ready to go. Phillips is going to keep the ball. It's going to be the option play out to Chenoweth. Chenoweth can go around the left side. He's going to stay on his feet. He's going to spin around. He's going to hit the X button a couple times as he spins. He's going to stay on his feet. Keep pushing for yards. He's going to get 11 yards off that left side. Gets down to the 20, and Mountain Home's got a man down.
Uh-oh.
Got a man down right here.
Number 21.
Drew Haney is who it looks like. Drew Haney's going to be down. I don't know if he took a shot or what happened, but they're going to call the trainers out right now. I tell you what, we're going to go to break right here. You're listening to Bomber Sports. We'll keep you updated with what's going on from Drew. We'll be listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
County Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, down in the rinse straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes 100% of odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty event is back. From now until September 19th, score over 200 daily beauty steals at 50% off in every category. And check Ulta.com daily to get them all before they're gone. Take 50% off bestsellers from brands like Estee Lauder and Supergoop. Plus, say hello to new finds from brands like Dyson and Sol de Janeiro. And Ilia is now at Ulta Beauty in select stores and online. Shop in-store at Ulta.com or try pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply while supplies last.
Bomber Stadium, and we got Drew Haney down. As we were able to tell, it was Drew Haney. We are looking at it. Looks like a lower leg injury. It's one thing we can tell you about that. It is a lower leg. It looks like that's what they're working on down there. They do have training staff out there.
And they're bringing the ambulance on the field.
They are bringing the ambulance on the field. They're going to take it just as precautionary. Good news is our chain gang, we got Buddy Bonehammer. He is an EMT that's over there. He is there right on the scene. Drew is moving. We could tell you that. He's throwing his towel. He's kind of upset, as if you would be as you're hurt. You got Russ Rawls also out there with him, looking at him. Callie Hendricks out there. Wes, our trainers that are out there.
Brad, we're blessed to have a great training staff.
We are, and it's provided by Baxter Health. With our schools, they're able to come in and have our training staff here. They do have a stretcher out. It looks like they're going to get it out and get him on there. Like I said, we could tell that we're trying to cover things up so we don't see, but it looks like that maybe a lower leg injury, what we can tell.
Tonight is first responder night, so we do have some extra first responders. Normally, you know, Baxter does cover with ambulance, but a lot of extra hands on hand tonight, so can assure folks Drew's in the best hands down there.
Absolutely. Not far from the hospital either, as his teammates are going to go over there and kind of check on him as he's coming off. He has got his hands up. He is talking to him. Said, you know, you always worry about it being a head injury there or anything, something like that. We can't tell you. We don't think it is that. As he's going over there, his teammates are running over there. They're going to take him and get him taken care of. Any updates that we have, we'll let you know. We're going to take a quick break as we get ready to presume action here. Mountain Home leading 14-7, 529. We're about to get started back with action. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
College dreams come true at the University of Central Arkansas, especially now with the UCA commitment. This new program provides a debt-free pathway for tuition and fees for Arkansas students whose families earn $100,000 or less a year. And that impacts everything. It's fewer barriers and endless opportunities. Welcome to Bear Country. Learn more about the UCA commitment at uca.edu.
And we're back. We're ready for action now as Mountain Home is back on the field after the 11-yard Jacob Chenoweth run. Mountain Home has the balls. We're still waiting on the ambulance here to get off the field. With Drew Haney. Drew Haney took a look like a lower leg injury. We'll try to get any updates that we may have here. I see Dr. Rawls on the phone. He's probably calling somebody up at the hospital to let them know kind of what's coming on. Mountain Home is going to take the ball here. First down and 10 at the 29. Tobias, how hard is it after an injury like that to kind of get your focus back?
Well, sometimes it can kill the momentum. And, you know, you obviously your mind is on your teammate. But you try to put that aside and, you know, try to deal with that afterwards. But thoughts and prayers for Drew Haney tonight.
Absolutely. If you know Drew and the family, send them text, give them thoughts. Say prayers. It's always tough when you got a kid that's hurt. I dealt with it last year with a daughter on the basketball field. It's always tough as a parent to see those things. But like I said, we did see Drew up. We did see him moving. We know it doesn't look like it's anything. that could be some of the worst. The way that they took him out, it wasn't so much on a stretcher or neck brace or anything like that. So,
yeah, good to see. Usually always a good spot that they're responsive. And mm-hmm. And there now they just want to, you know, the referees are taking careful time. They want to make sure that the amulet's completely off and out of the field of play. Looks like we're getting ready to get back to
action now. Mountain Home going to have the ball first and 10, 5:29, up 14-7 in this Farmers and Merchants second quarter here at Bomber Stadium in this opener against the West Plains Zizzers. Phillips going to take the snap, going to hand the ball off inside Chenoweth. Chenoweth is going to keep his feet pounding as he's going to get down to the four-yard gain, down out to the 29-yard line. They're going to say they're going to give him 5 yards. Going to bring second down and five.
Brad, do you know that Connor King, the son of Farmers and Merchant employee Laura King, was on the poll of the top 2024 cross-country runner of the year?
He is. Connor's a great kid. Phillips going to hand the ball off the right. Chenoweth is doing the work on this drive. Outside the 40 to the 42-yard line. Going to be a 7-yard gain. Another first down for Mountain Home at the 42.
You know, we've watched Chenoweth, and he has just become such a patient back. I mean, that maturity really shows as he just waits for those holes to open up, and he finds a seam.
That's his eighth rush today for about 53 yards somewhere in there. Great job by Jacob in this first half. 4:50 left. Mountain Home leading 14-2 in the Farmers and Merchants second quarter. Phillips takes a snap. This time it's Miller up the field. Barrett Miller, mom Melissa Miller, also works at Farmers and Merchants Bank. Barrett's going to take it for a 7-yard game right to the 49-yard line. Bombers looking to creep here into midfield territory, into Zizzer territory.
That's right. Melissa would be happy to help you with a game plan to help you finance your home of your dreams. Give her a shout over at Farmers and Merchants Bank.
Phillips going to take a snap. Going to fake it to Barrett this time. He's going to keep it around the left side. He's in the Zizzer territory to the 45, to the 40. He's outrunning people to 35, 30, down to 20, down to 10. Touchdown, Bombers! Brantley Phillips, 51 yard scurry, but there is a flag on the field.
Oh, that's going to let the.
There's a flag on the field at the 32 yard line. It is going to be holding on the Bombers.
The line is talking it over. They don't know that they necessarily agree with it, but nonetheless, that's what the Bombers are dealt.
It is going to be a first down anyways because he was able to get first down yardage. I'm going to say they're going to bring it up to the 43-yard line. So how does that work, Tobias? Does he get credit for the 51-yard run or not?
I don't believe so. I think stats. I think he just gets the yards for the
credit for the – so it'll be like a 12-yard run there?
Man, I hate that. That was one of your best touchdown calls ever. I hate that we have to redo that here in a minute.
Hopefully right now. Phillips takes a snap, hands off to Miller around the left side. Miller going to spin inside. He's going to fight to get back to the line of scrimmage, keep his feet moving. He's going to pick up 2 yards, I think they're going to give him there.
Happy to report. Looks like the YouTube feed is fixed now, so we should have the seizure should stop. So all should be well. Let's go on the text line. Hit us up, 870-321-6839. Let us know where you're watching, who you're rooting for. If you're watching in a restaurant, I want to know if anybody's watching in a restaurant tonight. If there's a restaurant in the area playing the game, we want to know where you're watching.
First down and 10, Bombers at the Zizzer 42-yard line. Barrett Miller picked up 1 on that play. Phillips going to be in the shotgun. Takes a snap. He's looking to pass the whole way. He's going to throw it out right. He's got Bryce Kincaid. Bryce is going to get it to 40, down to the 35. He's going to be pushed out of bounds down at the 32-yard line. Nice passing catch there for Brantley Phillips as they're able to gain 10 yards and pick up a Bomber first down on second down and 9.
Brantley going a little side whip there. Find that guy right on the outside.
Threw that ball a long ways out there, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. A little flip. A little Patrick Mahomes style.
First down and 10 at the 32-yard line of West Plains. Mountain Home trying to get a score. 30-27 left here in this Farmers and Merchants second quarter. Phillips talking to Dunlap on the left. He's going to be an inside draw play. Dunlap going to hit the hole hard. Down to the 30. He's going to make a man miss to the 25. What? Down to the 15. Did you see that little move at the 20-yard line? Dawson with a little whoop down inside the 15 to the 13-yard line. Great pickup there. 20-yard gain by Dawson Dunlap.
What a job again by Brock down there, holding his block, making it happen. I mean, he was blocking his guy, chopping those feet, really helped make that play happen.
Boxstaller doing work on the offensive line. Phillips takes the snap, going to fake the handoff. He's going to keep it around the left side, down to the 10. He's going to put his head down and run over some Zizzers all the way down to the 7-yard line. Going to bring up second down and four. They're going to give him six on that.
Running over scissors. We still don't know what they are, but we're running over them.
It's a winner.
It's a winner.
That's all I've heard. It's a winner of excellent form.
That sounds made up.
That's what it said on the website.
Well, I know, but that sounds like they made it up.
Maybe so. But that's what they are. A winner of excellent form.
Of excellent form. Not just a winner, but of excellent
form. Correct.
Okay.
Second down and four. Mountain Home takes a snap. Going to be handoff to Chenoweth on the inside. He's going to get stood up, but he's going to keep on his feet inside the 5 yards. Still run until he finally gets pushed out of bounds at the they'll say they're going to get him. They're going to give him the 5 yard line. That looked like a loss of about 3 yards. Jacob Chenoweth kept his feet, drove all the way inside, made it down third down and two as Mountain Home gets to the five.
Man, he is running so much harder than he did last year, even. I mean, he just, Chenoweth is getting it done.
Phillips going to take the snap. He's going to hand the ball off. Chenoweth going to stay up the middle, stay patient. He's going to get pushed inside. Touchdown, Bombers! Jacob Chenoweth staying on his feet, getting pushed in by his offensive lineman for 5 yards. Good to see the man get to pay dirt after he put in all the work there.
Yes, sir. It's obviously nice for him to be able to collect on that after he did all the work to get him there.
Mountain Home with the 20-7 lead as the extra point is looming. Snap is back. Hold is down. Kick is up. Kick is good as Isaac Ballard is 3 for 3. Mountain Home leading 21-7. 2:08 left here in this Farmers and Merchants second quarter. Kick the game off. Great job there by your Bombers. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
County Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Down in the rinse straight.
Every now One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes 100% of odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty event is back. From now until September 19th, score over 200 daily beauty steals at 50% off in every category. And check Ulta.com daily to get them all before they're gone. Take 50% off bestsellers from brands like Estee Lauder and Supergoop. Plus, say hello to new finds from brands like Dyson and Sol de Janeiro. And Ilia is now at Ulta Beauty in select stores and online. Shop in-store at Ulta.com or try pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply while supplies last.
Going to bring it out. It's a little trickery. Little trickery, and it tricked nobody. It tricked nobody. They tried to hand the ball off to a guy at the 15-yard line. They tried to do a little okey-doke, and Mountain Home said, we ain't falling for it.
Said okey-nope.
Okey-nope is what was said right there. Mountain Home did not believe, didn't fall for anything. West Plains going to take over at the 17-yard line.
Been really impressed with the crowd here tonight. Bomber Stadium.
Watching from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, goodness.
Overland Park, Kansas. The Kolesinski clan go 68. Hey, we got some love here in the alumni kicking in for us here. West Plains going to take snap as Jones is under center. He's going to hand the ball at the middle. It is going to be blown out. It's asking me on pitch out.
Balls on the ground.
Mountain Home, Eli Jones almost falls on it as West Plains tries to pitch the ball out to the left side. Jones couldn't quite connect with Jackson Taylor. But Eli Jones said, I'm there. Ball was on the ground. He almost got his hand on it. Mountain Home showing their physicality right now. West Plains has their hands on their hips. They're breathing heavy. 136. I think they're ready for this to get to half.
And Bombers just keep pounding them.
Do you think Mountain Home takes a timeout at any point to try to get the ball back right here? Second down and 14 after the loss of four. Jones going to throw. Going to be a quick strike. Oh, Caden Del Soto almost got a hand on the ball, but it is going to be completed. Completed for a 7 yard gain. They're going to pick up 7 yards of the four that they lost back. It's going to bring up third down and seven at the 22 yard line.
Farmers and Merchants Bank is one big happy Bomber family with many employees who have students and many Bomber programs. Proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers.
1 minute left here in this second quarter, third down and seven. If Mountain Home gets a stop here, you might see them take a timeout to try to get the ball back. Jones takes a snap, looking left the whole way. Man, he throws the ball up. Great job there by Dawson Dunlap. Dunlap reading the eyes of the quarterback the whole time, batted that ball down. Going to bring up fourth down and 7 at the 22-yard line. Now West Plains has a decision to make. They're going to punt the ball back to Mountain Home. And the good news is Mountain Home didn't even have to use a timeout right there.
They didn't. They still got their timeouts. And I, you know, with the arm that Brantley has, I mean, this is there's a lot of time left on the clock, Brad. I think you take the shot, try to go in 28-7.
I think you try to block this punt right here. 46 seconds left. They're going to snap this ball at the 22-yard line. Ball's going to be snapped. Mountain Home is going after it. They got their hands up, almost got it. It's a good kick by Jones. Dotson's going to fair catch it at the 34-yard line. Mountain Home will take over there. They're going to say 35-yard line. 42 seconds left in this Farmers and Merchants second quarter. Mountain Home leading 21-7. What do? Do you kneel on the ball or do you try to get a touchdown here?
You know me, I'm a points guy. I think you gotta let it fly, especially with the arm of the quarterback. I mean, no question, you go for it here.
Canes are watching from Buffalo City. Must be down there Labor Day weekend. We see your seats down here, Canes. You're not in them. Buffalo City, though, is a nice place to be listening to the game from. You think Adrian's down there running shop, cooking up stuff?
I bet so. They had a whole crew that goes down there. That's a good time.
That's fun. That is fun. We live in such a great area to do those things.
That's right. We're blessed.
First down and 10 at the 35. Phillips is going to take the snap. He's going to roll out to his right. He's going to throw it. They're going to hit Dotson. Dotson's going to get to the 40, to the 42-yard line. A pickup of 7. Maybe we're going to try to get this down the sideline here. Not use timeouts. It's going to be an 8-yard passing catch.
Well, you said it earlier. You know, Brantley's more of a just quick shot quarterback. And that's why I said there's a lot of time left on the clock, because he can just fire this thing and, you know, little 5-10-yard passes and march us all the way down the field.
Takes a snap. Rolls to his left this time. He's got a man. It's going to be thrown for a first down right at midfield. Bryce Kincaid. They're going to say he's at the 49. 34 seconds left here in this half. Mountain Home marching the ball. Nice passing catch by Brantley. 8 yards. Going to take the snap. He's going to inside draw handoff this time to Barrett. Barrett's got room. He gets around the right side. Stiff arms the man inside the 50. 45. He's got a block down the field to the 40. 35. 30. 25. Down to the 20. And he's going to get wrestled out of bounds. I can't see because the tent's there. He's going to get inside the 20 down to the 17-yard line. Mountain Home is going to call timeout, it looks like. They're going to stop the clock for first down. 21 seconds left here. 21-7. Inside the at the 21-yard line, Phillips takes a snap and spikes the ball. Great play there. 20 seconds left. Going to bring up second and 10. One official had him spotted at the 17. He had to run all the way back here to 21. That's what took so long to get the ball. 20 seconds left here in this Farmers and Merchants. Fast and furious Farmers and Merchants second quarter. Mountain Home leading 21-7. Here's the good news. We're in Ballard's range right here.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen him kick.
Absolutely. You definitely want to capitalize on points in this. But, yeah. A lot of time here left, Brad. 20 seconds is a lot of time in football.
Mountain Home still has 3 timeouts left with 20. You got the middle of the field. You got everything open to you. Phillips going to take a snap. Going to be a quick pass in the middle. He's going to hit Gus Wilber. Gus is going to go around the right side, inside the 10, down to the 8. Dive. Mountain Home calling timeout right now as Ackland is running all the way down the field. Gus is going to pick up from the 21-yard line down today. He's going to pick up 13 yards on the pass and catch. Mountain Home in business here is 13 seconds left in this Farmers and Merchants second quarter.
They're going to come over to the sideline and talk about it a little bit.
Woo! This is going to let me catch my breath.
We're going to need it. That fast and furious offense, hard to keep up with, isn't it, Brad?
Oh, my gosh. Hey, you know what? I will call it all day long as we can continue to march the ball down the field like this.
That's
so
right.
Mountain Home got this ball at the 35-yard line. What do we have, 49 seconds left on the clock, I think is what it was. And we have marched all the way down the field here, down to the 8. Looking to get a score here to put us up either 24-7 or 28-7. 13 seconds left here in this Farmers and Merchants second quarter. This would be huge to get it because we get the ball to start the second half.
Absolutely. It's getting closer and closer to my predicted score back here. Might be hard to see. I called the 45-14, and they thought I was crazy. I don't know. Maybe not so crazy.
Maybe not. I like what you're seeing. Hey. Has everyone had fun? I think I'm winning.
I think you're winning.
I think I'm winning.
You're in the lead.
Mountain Home going to take the snap. First down and 8. Right here's where your junior quarterback, who maybe hadn't played a lot, you need to understand. Either throw it to Mountain Home or I throw the ball away. Absolutely. Throw it to Mountain Home or I throw the ball away.
Yeah,
I cannot give it to somebody in white. Yep. I can't give it to somebody in white. We're going to try to get some points right here. Phillips takes the snap. Rolls to his right. Looks for his man. He's got Miller. Ball's bounced up in the air. Good job by West Plains. They tipped it. 9 seconds left. He had Miller. If that's a clean catch and pass, that might be a touchdown, Bombers. But it wasn't. It's going to bring up second down and eight at the 8-yard line. 9 seconds left on the clock. I think you take a shot at the end zone right here. Take a shot at the end zone right here. If you don't get it, if you get inbound, you got to know you have a timeout left. You got to call timeout. We got to at least get 3 points out of this.
A lot of room on that far side, too, to work with, Brad. Lots of our one-on-one matchups out there tonight.
You got Palmer, Wilbur, and Chenoweth out there. 3-on-2. Now they're bringing the linebacker out. Phillips has an empty set. Takes the snap. He's looking left, looking right. He's got a man. He throws it to Dotson. The ball is going to be incomplete. They had trips on the left. He tried to go right. 6 seconds left on the clock, and Mount Holmes going to send the field goal unit on.
Yeah, you don't want to come out of this without any points. I think that's the right decision, bringing the field goal unit on.
Absolutely. Mountain Home did their job. Brantley did his job as a quarterback. Running backs did their job. Get us inside of scoring position right here. Let's see if Ballard can come through for us.
Hey, Sally Gilbert texts in. She loves the Fast and Furious Farmers and Merchants.
There you go, Miss Sally. We're trying to take care of you here. This is going to be a 25-yard kick. The kick is up, and the kick is good. Ballistic Ballard hits it again.
Ballistic Ballard.
You like that? He is money. Ballistic Ballard. And that is going to be the end of this second quarter and first half here at Bomber Stadium. Mountain Home 24, West Plains Zizzer 7. What a great first half right here. We're trying to catch Coach Airy right here in the halftime. We got Tobias coming down. We'll see if we can catch him for our halftime interview as Coach is going to be coming down. See if he got us here. Russ, you got us?
Russ, you got us?
Sorry about that, guys. Listen on there. We try to catch Coach Airy. We got Russ on the phone. We got all kinds of interference. Couldn't really tell. We'll try to catch up with what Coach said. He's got to be happy right there. Mountain Home did have 2 turnovers. I did hear him say something. Got to eliminate the turnovers, but got to be happy with that first half there by Coach Airy.
Yeah, absolutely. He's not going to go into the locker room disappointed about 24-7, but knowing Coach Airy, he's always going to find something to work on.
I'll tell you about, we're going to take a quick break right here. We're going to be back. We're going to be able to show the cheerleaders and the dance team's performance. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!